Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, has reported 38 new cases of COVID-19 in the local jurisdiction for November 5. The health unit is also reporting there are now 223 active cases that are being monitored. Also, since the PHSD began tracking COVID-19 cases just over 19 months ago, there have been 3,000 total COVID-19 cases confirmed locally. PHSD also said 2,777 of those cases are now resolved. There are also 1,600 cases that are confirmed or presumed to be positive for variants of concern, an increase of one new case since the last testing on Thursday. The details were outlined on the PHSD website. As for the possible location of the new cases, PHSD said 37 new cases were reported to have occurred in Greater Sudbury and one additional case in the Rural Sudbury District. With respect to the possible causes of new and recent cases, PHSD reported 5 new cases related to outbreak, 11 new cases related to close contact of confirmed cases, 8 cases with no known epidemiological link, and 14 cases under investigation. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the ages of people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 1,119 total cases, an increase of 22. The next highest number was 717 cases for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 10. There were also 695 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 2. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 356 cases total, an increase of 2. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 106 cases, an increase of 2. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 309,651 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 589 since the last report on Thursday. With respect to vaccinations, the health unit reported there are 267,774 total accumulated vaccines, first and second dose, given in the local jurisdiction. This also includes 124,316 of those who are fully vaccinated. The health unit has also reported several active local outbreaks and several recent exposure risks. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 12 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, said the hospital website. One of the patients was in the intensive care unit. In addition to this, there were 3 admitted patients being tested for COVID-19. HSN said none of these 3 had been admitted to the ICU, intensive care unit. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 563 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. Also today, the province reported 5 new COVID-19 deaths.